Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is covering the power of positive thinking, and this is and the law of attraction. And this is important because if you are very negative, then guess what? No one's going to want to be around you. So you need to learn to think positively. You need to have self-confidence. Because if you exude self-confidence and really believe in what you're talking about, guess what? Things will come to you. If you believe in them and you constantly let yourself say you believe in them, then guess what? Things will happen for you. But it has to be that you want to believe in it. And if you don't believe in it, then you need to relearn how to think about yourself. Because when you think about it, the home you come from, that really influences who you are and your belief system. And it believes, and it really affects how you believe in yourself. For instance, I come from a very negative environment. I had a mother that constantly said to me, "You're helpless. You're worthless. You can't live on your own. You can't think for yourself. You can't hold a job." And it was always, "You can't." She never encouraged. She never said anything. It was just her nature to be that way because that was the environment that she grew up in. She was not willing to change. She didn't even want to admit that she had a problem. So therefore, guess what? Because she was negative, she brought up her children to be negative. And therefore, the only way I could learn to believe in myself was the fact that I had to rethink how I grew up. Because as a child growing up with a disability, and all children need unconditional love. They need to be hugged. They need to be told they're believed in. And they need to be encouraged. If you don't encourage your child, then guess what? That child is not going to be successful in their lives. Even when you look at the prison system today, guess what you are seeing? You're seeing a lot of people who come from environments where they were lied to, they were abused emotionally and verbally. And when you're abused emotionally and verbally and people are constantly feeding you negative things, then guess what? You're going to believe those negative sayings. And you're going to hear them over and over in your head. Until you believe them. And you're going to keep re-saying them to yourself over and over them because you do believe them. So you have to relearn your way of thinking. And if the environment that you come from is negative, then guess what? You have to get away from them because they're not going to do anything but remain negative. Many years ago, I suggested to my family that we get family therapy. We learn to communicate. We learn to talk to each other. And I mean really talk to each other. And often we forget the kind of home we come from as children affects who we are as adults. Think about it. If you come from a family where your parents encouraged you, they believed in you, they wanted you to have a better life, and they encouraged you for a better life, then you're going to have a better life. It's just a matter of where you come from and how you think. And you need to retrain your way of thinking to help yourself believe in yourself and believe in who you are. And I grew up with a disability before there was even an opportunity for people with disabilities to have an education. The only reason I have an education today is because I was raised in the Jewish faith, where education was how they passed the religion on. So education was a very important part of the religion. And because my mother didn't know what to do with us, then she looked at our education as something that would just keep us busy. She never looked at it as a means to an end of gainful employment, independence. She just wanted to hold her children back, and she wanted to be as negative as she possibly could. She was never willing to change. She won't even recognize that she wants to change. And she thinks that she doesn't even want her children to leave home. And the environment that she creates is a very hostile environment. And that can really prey on your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions. And often you need to look at things that you can do to turn your life around. And for me, that meant that once I went through surgery at the age of 14 and the kids were teasing me because they didn't understand what was going on or what the disability is that I have, then guess what? I started being able to look back and say and internalize things differently. And I had recognized at 12 years old that the environment that I came from was a very negative one, that it was an environment that I didn't want to be in, and basically left many years before. So what you need to do is think of some things that you can do to retrain your thinking. How are you going to do things? And one of the things that you need to do is look at affirmations, because when you write down affirmations, then guess what? Those things will tend to help you retrain your thinking. If someone is told you you're not okay, which is a message that you get, or they give you the message, yes, but, oh, you can do that, but, and they start giving you a reason why you can't, then recognize that as being what it is. It's programming. And they're programming you to fail. So how do you retrain your thinking to become more positive? Sometimes that means therapy. And it's important to recognize why you need therapy. That unless you can read self-help books and recognize it and start looking at ways to personally change your life just simply because you want to do things that are right in the belief in yourself, then guess what? You can. But you have to learn how to rethink yourself and reprogram yourself. And then once you change, you're going to find that your family may not like what they see, and they're going to sabotage everything that you've done. So that usually means you have to find a way to get away from them. I have met many people, or several people, when I attended the Georgia Speakers Association, who, when they married and they had children, that became their family, because they had found that the family that they grew up in as children, their parents were negative, their brothers and sisters were negative, and none of them were willing to change. And when they changed, they got away from them, and they made that new family their family. And they had virtually no relationship with them. And that may very well be what you have to do. And if not, if you're single and you have to get away from the negative environment you're in, then look for positive people that you and successful people that you can surround yourself with, because that will help you learn to believe in yourself. That will help you begin to see how you can be different and how you can become more positive. Because what we've been talking about is the law of attraction. And remember, if you're a positive person, then guess what? Other people will want to surround themselves around you because they're going to want to learn from you what you did. So that's part of the law of attraction. So think about it. If you're having someone say to you, you can't live on your own, then turn it around and say, I can live anywhere I choose to live. I can live and own my own condo, put down a date, tell yourself you will do that. If they're telling you you can't hold a job, change that thinking around and say, I will get the best job possible, and I will be successful in that. Now, here's another thing. We are dealing with an economy that is down. We're dealing with a world economy that's in flux because of what's going on in Greece and the euro and the value of the dollar. So you've got to remember, today there's other options and ways to earn an income. So what can you do to retrain your thoughts and think about having a home-based business? Because today, companies are not hiring people to work in an office. They're only hiring people to work from home. So you have to retrain your thinking to what is going on today. How can you become a part of that environment? How can you retrain your thinking so that you can begin to see where you need to be and the success that you can have? And you need to retrain your thoughts on how you can do the things that will really help you build personal success in your life and go from there. So what are some other affirmations you can come up with, especially if someone's telling you you can't get a job? And then you can say, I can get any job I choose. But what if you're having problems in your relationship because you grew up in an environment where your parents fought all the time, or they always made negative remarks to one another and cutting remarks because it was all about the control? How can you retrain your thinking so you can change and have better relationships than your parents have, or even than your siblings have had, because they're not willing to retrain their way of thinking? And how can you do the things that can really get you and put you in a positive light and really help you learn to believe in who you are and help you believe that you can have the growth and success that you believe you should have? And make that your way of thinking. And when someone tells you, oh, you can't live on your own, then think of ways that you can live on your own. Think of how you can learn how to live on your own, how you can learn to budget money to pay your bills. My sister will constantly say, oh, she don't know how to manage money. But if I had $600 a month coming in years ago, I could take that and I could make it stretch a month. She lives on almost $4,000 a month. And then tell someone, oh, you can live on $674 a month and you should be able to save your money, which means that you shouldn't be able to spend or anything but your maintenance fees and your insurance, and that's all you can do. And then you can't buy yourself shoes. We'll buy it for you. We'll tell you what you're gonna wear. We'll do your thinking for you. And if you choose that and you choose to let them control you, then guess what? They will continue to do it because it gives them power. And why does it give them power? Because they don't like themselves. And when they don't like themselves, then they're going to tear you down so it can make them feel more powerful in who they are. And I can tell you a story. My sister recently retired from teaching, and you're finding a lot of school systems today not having the money to pay salaries So what they're having to do is look for ways to cut back. And what they're doing is they're basically getting rid of the people who really should be there and keeping the ones who shouldn't be, simply because they don't want to pay the decent salaries. That's why they need to change the laws. Several states have tried to, and the governors either lost their bid for re-election or vetoed it because they were looking to get into another area of politics, and they were looking for an avenue that would help them build a base so they can say how they're doing a really great job. But they're really looking out for themselves. And you really need to learn, especially if you don't believe in yourself, how to retrain your thinking so you can learn to believe in who you are and in your power to control your life. And that means coming up with positive affirmations. Think of other things that you can say. Like if someone tells you you're helpless, then what can you say? You can say, I have power. I am not helpless. I can do anything I choose to do. And I will do whatever it is, and I will figure out a way to learn to believe in myself and give myself power to succeed at anything I choose to do. This is something you have to really learn to believe in. And you may have to write down these statements on a 3x5 card, put them wherever you see them, in any room, in any mirror, so that every time you look at them, you can say them over and over again till you get to the point where you don't even have to look at the card, that you really believe what it is that you're saying, and you really believe in your ability to succeed. So let's look at some other things that you can do that can really help you retrain your thoughts and retrain your way of thinking. And transactional analysis talks about the parent, the adult, and the child. The child says, I want. The parent says, you should. And the adult says, I am able to. So what are the things that you believe you are capable of doing? So write down all the things that you're able to do that you really believe in, and then look at that. And sometimes you may even write down negative things that someone has told you over and over again. So how can you rewrite those statements so that they can become positive ones? How can you put them on 3x5 cards and continue to repeat them over and over again until you believe them? And I mean really believe them. For instance, it's a matter of you retraining your way of thinking. And one thing is I ended up leaving the city that I had been living in and ending up in a totally different state in an area where it was very difficult for me to get around because I don't have a car to have the mobility I need to get around, and I'm dependent on the transportation that's available, and I have a limited amount of time. So my thinking is, how can I get out there and retrain or raise the funds I need so I can get better mobility for myself, so that I can get and do the things that I really need to do. And especially when I come from Atlanta and end up in Deerfield Beach, Florida, and in Florida, they don't have a rail system that hooks into a bus system. So it can take you 3-4 buses to get where you have to go. And you figure out how you can do what you need to do for yourself. And you get out there and you do it. You don't sit here and wait. I was planning on, since I'm in essence a first-time home buyer, getting those funds to put into the nonprofit organization that I've established so I can get the 501c3 accreditation. And I had used money that came in from the Department of Transportation several years ago to put into getting it established. And what happened was, because my family actually bought the place and decided they were going to put in, instead of just strictly putting it in my name, it had my sister's name all over the document. So when I submitted all the paperwork for the IRS, they're basically telling me that I don't qualify to get the first-time home buyers. And that's because my sister owned her home in Atlanta. And then she would get up and make remarks. But I don't want to have my name on it because I don't want to be responsible for anything. And they were not really looking at what my needs were. And when she was asking, she made the decision she wanted to move me down here. And she knew I would not stay with my mother. So this other solution was, oh, let's just find her a cheap little place that we can find and move her in there. And it was like, instead of shipping all of everything that I needed, it was like, oh, I'm going to bring it when I come down. I come down 2-3 times a year. No, she only comes down once a year, stays for 6 months, then goes back and stays for another 6 months. Well, what I've done is, since I was counting on that money to put into my nonprofit, had a short little cry because I just was like, what's the solution? Then I went online and I looked for companies that did fundraising, and since I'm in Florida, I initially looked for places in Florida, and then since I come from Atlanta and plan on moving back to Atlanta, I went online and I got a lot of places that I need to contact right there in Atlanta. So, and especially since my nonprofit is registered in Georgia and it's remaining in Georgia, and once I get the 501c3 accreditation, then the next step for me is to, I have found a website where I found a list of organizations that actually give grants to nonprofit organizations that serve people with disabilities. So what I will do is, once I become an accredited nonprofit, get a grant writer to help me put everything in place and get the funds for the nonprofit. So there is always a solution, but you just have to spend the time putting into figuring out what that solution is going to be and then making it work for you. And how can you make it work in a way that can really benefit you and benefit the things that you do? So let's think of some other things that you might need to learn to rethink and learn how to be think more positively. Build self-esteem, build self-worth, because when you lack those things, then guess what? You will fail because you're going to believe you can fail. We often forget just how much our mind controls how we think, and it's something that you need to be aware of. You need to learn how to build and grow those things and how you can do something that can really benefit what you are doing and help you get to the next level of where you want to be, because it's all in your mind. It's all the things that you control. And I've kind of been talking about and restating things that are affirmations to help you understand that you need to retrain your thinking. And I started talking about transactional analysis. And think about what the child says. The child says, I want. So write down the saying, I want. And think about when you were in your child, what are the things that you wanted and that you always made those statements, I want. Write all those down. Then take it and look at your life as an adult. What are the things that you want? Write down all the things that you want. Then look at a solution that can help you get what it is that you want and how you can plan for all of those things, because that is the power of positive thinking. You look at it and then you say, how can I make these things a positive outlook for myself? Now, the parent says you should, and these are the things that you're that you probably saying to your child that you may not realize that you're doing, and you may not be aware of the negativity that you're feeding them. So how can you retrain all of those thoughts? How can you retrain your thinking so that you, and that you, become a more positive person, and you look back at the things that your parents told you that you should do, because they basically scripted you into a lifestyle that they wanted for you. I was born in the 1950s, and in that era, women did not have a whole lot of options. So a lot of the people that I knew, especially women, most of them became teachers because it was teaching or secretarial work was what women did. And it really was not until the 1970s when the women's movement and the ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment for Women, came about and was voted on in the legislature to give women equal rights, that you started seeing women take more roles in the more mainstream job market and competing with men in the same way. And that was also before there were laws on the books that guaranteed people with disabilities the right to an education. And it was not until 1977 that they passed the Individual Disability Education Act. And because that became law and people with disabilities were gaining the opportunity towards an education, then what was also happening was that once they graduated high school and went on to college, when they were getting out and trying to get into the job market, there were few opportunities for people with disabilities to get to that point and get the opportunity to have an education. So you had to retrain your thinking. And remember, today we're now in the job market where we're looking at how people are looking for opportunities for employment. And everything is changing. So how are you going to change, and how are you going to look for the things that can really help you get to that next level of employment and build on it and expand on it and think of the things that will really help you get to that next level, and how can you plan for gainful employment and think of things that can really help you get to where you are today and where it is that you want to be, and how can you look for the opportunities that can help you get and claim what it is that you believe in for yourself, and think of all the things that you can do that can really put you where you want to be in this time. Remember, it all is in your thinking and how you believe in yourself. We often forget that we control our lives. It's not an outside source. I've heard people say, oh, if I only had $1 million, I would be happy. Oh, if I only had $1,000. Well, guess what? Money is not what makes you happy. Happiness comes from within you. And if you really don't like yourself, then you're never going to be happy, no matter what anyone says or does. So think of the things that you can do that could really help you retrain your thinking so that you can be a more positive person, so you can have the things that you really believe in and know where you are and what you want in life. These are the things that you can do that can really help you plan on where you want to be. And I want to take a short break here, and I want to remind you, if you're looking for assistance in coaching so that you can retrain your thinking, then you can go on my website, and I'm offering group coaching that's going to be for a 3-month period, a 6-month period, a 9-month period, and even a year long. And sometimes it will take a year, and that will help you get to the point where you really believe in who you are and your way of thinking. And that group coaching is going to be offered weekly, and it's going to be an hour conference call, and we're going to, and you will receive a workbook, and you will be receiving assignments to help you plan on how you can retrain your thinking and how you can learn to make affirmations. And if you need to, I will even be offering individual coaching as needed for people who desperately want that one-on-one so they can figure out ways to really help themselves. So you can go to my website, and that's onepersonalcareercoach.com. Again, that is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and I'll be right back. I'm back, and we will pick up where we left off and discuss more about how the power of positive thinking and affects the laws, you know, influences the law of attraction. Because what we want to do is help you get to the next level in your life and achieve the goals that you really want to. So let's go back and let's see. When you are constantly comparing yourself to someone else and finding only personal shortfalls, especially when you feel you don't measure up to someone else, then it will be difficult for you to achieve and set goals for yourself. How can you change your thinking and become more positive about yourself so you can achieve your goals and have personal growth in your life and have everything that you want in both your business and personal life? When you interview for a job, you have to be creative, and you also have to exude confidence in yourself. Whether working for someone else in an office or whether you're working for them from home, you have to believe that you can do whatever it is that you choose to do. When we believe in ourselves, then we attract success in both relationships and in our business endeavors. It is up to you to learn to believe in yourself and find self-confidence so you can achieve your personal goals, especially in business. People, so these are some of the things that we're trying to get you to recognize, how you can learn to believe in yourself, how you can focus in on, instead of, woe is me, I can't do this, I don't, just try to rethink what are some of the things that you can do that you can help get the money you need. What are some of the things that you need to do that can help you learn the skills you need? If you are looking for a business, instead of going to a job trainer, look online. There are people who have companies that need people to help them sell their products. When they do that, then guess what? That's an opportunity for you to earn an income while you look at all of your options and look back at what it is that you really love to do and have a passion to do. Because some people really love to make jewelry, but they don't know how to take it and make it into a business for themselves or where to sell it. And usually it's just a matter of starting out, putting it out, maybe going someplace where there's a crowd and putting out a table, or talking to a store that has an area in front of them near a park where people come. And ask them if you can put out a table, even offer to put together a contract with them and let them and give them 5 or 10% off of what you make that day or that weekend. So that it gives you an option to start looking for ways to make money for yourself. You have to learn to be creative. And to be creative, you have to believe in yourself. This is the biggest thing that we forget about is when the people around us are negative, then we're going to be negative. And then what you have to do is learn how to think positively. Learn how to believe in yourself. Learn how to make the right choices for yourself. Because we're only as good as our thoughts. If our thoughts are negative, then we're going to be negative. So what are some of the things that you can do to retrain your thinking? Why don't you write a list of those things down and plan on them and look for ways that you can think of things that can really put you at the next level of where it is that you want to be and how you can move yourself to that next level, where you can go that can really put you into your thought processes that can really help you get to where you really want to be in life. And remember, there's ways of networking and there's sites you can go on where you can ask for ideas. If you can't come up with ideas on your own, then ask someone else to help you come up with an idea. And remember, social networking is an avenue that you have to look at if you don't have a whole lot of ways of doing things that's going to really put you into the next level of what it is that you really believe in and know that you can do. So what are some of the things that you can plan for in a way that can really get you to the level that you want to be? And think of some things that can really put you there. What are some of the things that you can do that's really going to help you learn to believe in yourself? How are you going to change your thought processes? Because when you change your thought processes, then guess what? You will learn to believe in who you are. And there is a book that Thomas Gordon wrote called Scripts People Live. And what that is a book that tells us how, and it uses transactional analysis, which talks about the parent, the adult, and the child. And what we forget is often parents will script their children in the lifestyle they want for them because they want to relive their childhood through their children. I had a friend that she wanted her daughter to be in sororities. Her daughter didn't care about sororities. Her daughter liked sports. And instead of encouraging her daughter to do what she wanted to do, she was scripting her daughter in the lifestyle that she wanted for herself. And parents forget that their children are not them. You cannot think of your children as an extension of yourself. And the problem is that a lot of parents do, and they forget how that's not being productive and helping your child. And then what they're doing is expecting their child to do the things that they really love to do. And if the child doesn't care for it, they're not putting the effort into it. They're not going to be successful. And then guess what? The message they're receiving is they can't achieve. So look at some of the things that you do that affect you and how your thoughts are affected from the things that happened to you many years ago. And look for ways that you can retrain your thinking today so that you can learn to believe in who you are and not believe in what other people tell you about yourself. Because it is a matter of how are you going to be the best at what you can be. And no one can live their life through their child. They can only live their life at where they are at that point in time. And when you recognize what your parent is doing, then also remember that these can help you learn how to take control of your life, because that's what we've really been talking about, is how you can take control of your life and how you can learn to achieve what it is that you really want to achieve. You can't depend on your parents expecting to try and give you something that they themselves have never had. And you're going to have to retrain your own thoughts so that you can take that control of your life. That's why we spent the first half hour talking about affirmations, because affirmations is a way for you to retrain your thinking, to take better control of who you are and where you want to be and how you're going to achieve those things in your life. It's up to you to make that decision on how you are going to control your life. It cannot be that you expect someone else to be able to make your decisions for you. Too many times that what happens is when you're expecting someone else to make the decision for you, then guess what? When they're no longer there to make that decision for you, then guess what's going to happen? You're going to not be able to live your life beyond where you are today. So what you need to do is look for things that you can do that can really help you get to that level of being where you are and where you want to be. So let's look at some of the things that we can really do that really put us at that level of where we want to be and how we're going to get there, how we're going to put ourselves in a way that we can believe in who we are. And let's get back and spend the last few minutes talking about more affirmations that you can make. And think of the things that can really help you create some affirmations and how you can put yourself at that level that's going to help you believe in who you are. And let's think of some of the things that can really get you to the next level of where what it is that you really believe and really believe that you can do, especially when you achieve the goals that you really have the ability to achieve. And think of some of the things that can really get you where you want to be and how you're going to achieve them. I want you to write down a list of things for yourself. Think of the things that you heard over and over again. Think of the things that you can hear that you can retrain your thinking about to help yourself really begin to believe in where you are and where you expect to be in the next few years. Because when you learn to believe in yourself, then guess what? You will really begin to believe in what it is you feel that you can do. And remember, you may very well need a support system, and that support system really needs to be an area in your life where someone can help you get to the next level of what it is you choose to do and how you're going to believe in yourself and get yourself to the next level of where you want to be and how you're going to make the right choices for yourself. We often forget about the fact that there are things that we need to do that can really help us get to the next level and how we can have the best year that we can possibly have. So what are some affirmations that you can think of that can really put yourself where you expect to be in the next few years? And remember, think of some of the things that you can retrain your thinking about. And we did mention some of them, and we should go over and mention some more that can really help you think of some things that can really get you to the level of where it is you expect to be and how you can do what it is that you really need to do. And let's think of some of the things that can really help you get to what it is that you expect out of life for yourself. And we also want to help you look at some things that can really help you get to what it is that you feel that you need in life. We often forget that how successful we are, how well we learn to do the things and to get where we want to be depends on how we see ourselves and how we think of ourselves. So what are some of the things that you can do that can really help you get to what it is that you really want out of life? And think of some of the things that you can do that can really put you at the next level of what it is that you want and expect in your life. And think about other things that you have done that can really help you get to that next level that you really so desperately choose to have. And there's so many things that we can think about that can really help us. And what you really want to do is, how are you going to move yourself to action so that you can make the choices that you need to make? And how are you going to become a lot more successful in your choices that you do want? So think of those things and think how you can plan for it and look at some of the things that you can do that can really help you get to where you really need to be. And remember, you really, before you can learn to love someone else, you need to love yourself. And that's the best thing that you can really need to learn to do, is how are you going to love that person that you see in front of you in the mirror every day? If you can learn to love yourself, then you can achieve anything you so choose to achieve. But you have to look at it and you have to say, I want a better life for myself. And to do that, I need to put a plan in place. I need to strategize. I need to have goals for myself. And I need to write down those goals. I need to retrain my thinking so that I can believe in myself. And as soon as I believe in myself and I've sat down and made the choices that I want, then I can achieve anything I so choose to achieve. Once you believe it, you believe that, and you say that over and over again, then guess what? You can do anything that you so do today. Okay, and here's some questions I would like you to think about. At what level am I committed to playing today? How will I reach for success today? What are carryover activities from yesterday? What must I accomplish today? With whom do I need to follow up? What new prospects will I call? Remember, no matter what you're doing, it can be something that you're doing for yourself. It can be something that you're doing for someone else. But the moment that you believe in yourself and you believe that you have the ability to make changes, to have personal growth in your life, then you will have it. But if you don't believe in yourself, then guess what? You won't be successful. So it's all a matter of how are you going to relearn how to control your life. Think about and say, how will I improve my health today? What will I do spiritually today? In what ways will I lead myself today? And also, think about things about what can you do to show the person in your life that you really love them, and what are the two most valuable outcomes to accomplish today. And when you plan on things and you plan your activities, then you can have the goals that you set for yourself. And there's always something that I've heard about that's called the 80-20 rule. And that means that 20% of the people are more successful because what they're doing is that they have everything planned out. And that means 20% of the people do all of the work and 80% reap the benefit. So what can you do to create customized things? And here are some affirmations that may very well work for you. I am a hero in my home. I love managing my company. I consistently focus on my highest and best use. I practice best practices. I make massive action. I plan every day on paper. I love God. Say, 2010 is my best year. My book is a bestseller. Do you have a book that you're writing? If you have a business, do you have DVDs that you're putting together? Also say, I am at the top sales trainer of the world. Whatever your business is, then what you need to do is say, I am the top blank in the world. All of my actions have a powerful ripple effect. I am a master of action. I am a great leader. Each day I am becoming healthier. I make a difference in the world. My life is clutter-free and organized. I leave things nicer than I found them. I am enjoying the now. I now have all the money that I need to do everything I want. All my investments are profitable. People love to buy from me. People love to give me referrals. I effortlessly attract success. I have everything I need to create the life I want. I create my reality. I have all the time I need to do everything I want. I attract world-class people who want to be on my team. Now, what you need to do is create your own affirmations. And let me go back, and in the last few minutes, go back and tell you my story. Not only that I grew up in an era when there was no education for people with disabilities, I entered the workforce 15 years before there were laws on the books guaranteeing people with disabilities the right to an education. If it had been up to my family, I would have lived at home with my mother and never left home. I would have continued to receive Social Security benefits and never even ventured out on my own. I decided I did not want to let them control me, and I had a right to control my life. And that's what I did. I learned how to believe in myself. I studied psychology. I studied mental health. I learned to retrain and build my self-esteem. And there's a story that I came across that's called The Fuzzy Tale. And in this story, there was a family, a mother, a father, a son, a daughter. And they were giving out warm fuzzies like there was no tomorrow. A witch came along, and she was jealous. So she went up to them, and she told them, if you keep giving out warm fuzzies, you're going to run out. So they decided they would no longer give out warm fuzzies. Then they noticed that the town started to shrivel up. So she came back to them and told them, well, you can start giving out false fuzzies or cold pricklies. And think about it. If someone's constantly giving you negative feedback and they won't touch you, then how does that make you feel about yourself? And then a hip woman came along, and she noticed what was going on. And she went up to the family, and she told them, you know, if you keep giving out warm, if you start giving out warm fuzzies again, the town will thrive and grow, and they will never run out. So the family did. And, of course, the town started to thrive and grow. So the moral of this story is if you believe in yourself, if you encourage people, if you get around people who will encourage you, then guess what? You'll all build off of that. You'll all thrive off of that. So it's a matter of what are you going to do that's going to put you in a place that's going to help you recognize it doesn't matter. You can give people warm fuzzies. You can encourage them to success. And the best thing is you can learn to encourage yourself to believe in who you are and in your own success. And with that, I would like to remind you to come back next week when our show is titled A Successful Business Today Must Be Branded, because you really do need to be branded if you really want to have a successful business. When you see the golden arches, you think about McDonald's. When you see the king from the historic area with the old long flowing robe and the crown on his head, you think of McDonald's. When you see the green sign, you think of Starbucks. So what is it that you can give out that when someone sees it, they're going to think about your company and your business? And it can be a clicker. It can be something like a weep hole that's a warm fuzzy, and you use the story of the fuzzy tail. This is something I've done many times when I've given out and told the story. I give out weep holes because these weep holes will tell people the story. You know, it reinforces the story. And not only that, then guess what? When they see the weep hole, it reminds them that about who my company is.